Hello, and welcome to Downloads from God. I am your host, Andrea Lendy, sharing a daily meditation and prayer. Whatever time of day this message finds you, I pray it blesses you. So take a deep breath in, release, and open your spirit to this message. I'll be reading out of the Amplified Bible for deeper meaning and understanding.
The title of our message today is Eternity Secured, our passage taken out of Luke chapter 15, verses 29 through 31. But he answered his father, "Look, these many years I have served you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you never gave me so much as a little kid that I might revel and feast and be happy and make merry with my friends. But when this son of yours arrived, who has devoured your estate with immoral women, you have killed for him that wheat-fattened calf." And his father said to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours." Well, as we read this story of the prodigal son, we are thankful he was restored to his father and family. However, there's more to the story. The brother who served diligently never wavered in his service, and he was very angry when his brother's return was magnificently celebrated. I'm sure he thought his disobedient brother deserved nothing except suffering. We may walk in his shoes at times too. We try to do the right thing, serve God, and work hard. And then we see people who do none of those things and seem to be blessed more than we are. The father's answer to his son gives us a beautiful insight. He told his son that everything he had was already his. The loyal son wanted for nothing. His current needs were taken care of, and he didn't wonder how he'd spend the rest of his life, for it was already determined. He would inherit all his father had. In fact, he could live as though it was already his. Our Heavenly Father has given us this same legacy. We need not worry about our future here on earth or eternal because the Lord has secured it. He has secured our future through the death of His Son. As we prepare our hearts to celebrate Jesus' birth on Christmas Day, let our hearts be thankful for our sins are forgiven and our place in God's kingdom is secured. Let us be thankful that He has all our todays and tomorrows secured as well. And now for our prayer. Oh Lord, thank you for sending your son to this earth. Thank you for the precious gift of a lifetime and the promise of eternity with you. Thank you, Lord, for making a way for us to be with you today and all our tomorrows. May our hearts be filled with peace, hope, and joy as we prepare to celebrate Jesus' birth. Strengthen us as we continue to make all things ready for Christmas Day. May we do all we do unto you, Father. Restore and refresh us today as we come to you and sit in your presence. Help us bless someone this day, and thank you for hearing our prayer. And the whisper I hear from God is, "You are mine and will be mine for eternity. My peace is yours." And my response, "Thank you, most gracious and merciful God and Father." In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Downloads from God. Subscribe for all future episodes and feel free to share this podcast with others. You can also read the daily meditation and prayer and subscribe for a free 30-page meditation and prayer PDF file on my website, www.believinghim.com. Thank you.